Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State, home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 2 of Insomnia Radio Orlando. I am your host, Marcy, and every week I'll be bringing you the best independent music from the Orlando music scene.
Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it.
Yeah.
first up, we had Courtney's with Bodmin Bunny. Now, I went to see these guys last night. They played at Will's Pub. They had their CD release for their brand new EP, actually their first EP. It's called Shake It If You Got It. And I sort of got a kick out of, I looked at their MySpace site to see how they described their music, and it's described as polka pop, hip hop, bebop, indie rock circus. And I think that pretty well describes it. You can check out more of their songs at their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/Courtney's, or their website, which is ilovethecourtneys.com. And then the band you just heard was Très Bien. I cheated a little bit in playing these guys because they're not actually an Orlando band. They're from Clearwater. But that still sort of fits my criteria. They're Central Florida, and I saw them play in Orlando recently. They played the CD release party for the Heathens, and I had never seen them before, never heard of them, and I was blown away. They had so much energy. I thought their songs were great, and they were just really, really fun to watch. So, you know, I immediately liked them. And their most current tour dates and information are on their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/Très Bien. And they also have a website at touchtrebien.com. They've currently got a CD available. You can buy it at their MySpace site for $10. It's called Captured in Color. And it has really cool cover art, too. I just love, it's like a retro sort of thing. It looks like an album cover that you might have seen in the late 60s. And I just think it's really cool. And they're getting ready to do a big U.S. tour in September. So check their MySpace site for locations and dates. And one other thing that was kind of funny about both of those bands is they're both very young. I don't have exact ages on them, although I read an article about the Courtney's from last summer, shortly after they had formed, and they referred to their high school ages. So, and when I was at the show where Très Bien played, I was actually sitting at the bar next to one of the band members' parents, and I can tell you that they were probably not a lot older than me, so I'm feeling a little old here, but I guess I'm not that old if I really like the music that much, right? Okay, and then next up, we are going to have Brad Leo and the Heartstoppers with their song Red Shoes. And I heard Brad's music. Brad used to have a band called Brad Leo and the Consumers, and I liked them a lot, and then I'm not sure exactly what happened, but apparently they met a premature demise, as frequently will happen with bands. And I'm glad to see that Brad's back and he's got a new band, and they're working on a full-length CD. In the meantime, you can check out some of their songs on MySpace, which is myspace.com/heartstoppers, and they have a website at theheartstoppers.com.
Young
If you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
Just heard Fashion Fashion and the Image Boys with Busted Life. These guys are on the Florida's Dying label, and you can purchase their CD at the Florida's Dying website, which is floridasdying.com. This track was actually from a split seven inch vinyl that they did with the Functional Blackouts, and they've got a couple of upcoming gigs at Will's Pub, so check their MySpace site for dates. That's myspace.com/fashionfashionandtheimageboys. And next up, one of my favorites, Amy Steinberg with Wide Sky Life. This song comes from Amy's seventh independent release. You can get most of her CDs at cdbaby.com. Now, Amy's only recently become a full-time touring musician. You can check her MySpace site for tour dates and locations. That is myspace.com/AmySteinberg. And she's also got a website at amysteinberg.net. Amy's also an accomplished poet. She's done a number of slam competitions all over the country. She's also written and performed several one-woman shows at the Orlando Fringe Festival. And her show this year was called Ever Expanding, and it was really great. And I think it sold out pretty much every performance, which is really impressive. So she is definitely well-loved in Orlando, and hopefully you'll get a chance to catch her.
Taken from you as quick as you forget it, it can come back through. As hard as you try not to cross the line, you may find yourself on the other side. Hard as you try to be yourself, you may find yourself. You're turning into someone else. It's a wide sky life.
Next up, we're going to delve into some electronica. The first song that I have to bring you is by Michael Powell. And his name might sound familiar to you fellow insomniacs because he's actually the host of Insomnia Radio Florida. Michael's done a lot of club DJ work, and he also produces his own electronic music. He's actually got a new project called Nimble Jim and the Ointment, and you can find them on myspace.com/NimbleJim. And they've got some tracks up there. And you might have heard one of them. He did play one on his show. I think it was probably episode 9 or so that he played it. And it sounds really great. So he's also got another podcast other than Insomnia Radio Florida. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes. It's called Spin Sessions. And he showcases his style of club DJing and mixing. And it's really good stuff. So you should check that out. And then right after that, we'll have Beat Mavericks with Target Rich Environment. This is a project of two guys, Budokai, who used to be the resident DJ at Barbarella's, and he's played guest spots at like Firestone, Antigua, the Blue Room. And his partner in the project is Dr. Dabble. Dr. Dabble's been spinning since 1994 when he was only 14 years old. These guys are on Vinyl Chemistry Records. And you can find their website at vinylchemistry.com. And they also have a MySpace site, myspace.com/beatmavericks.
This is what I call a target-rich environment.
Target rich environment.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up for me for today. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I hope you will stay subscribed. If you have any feedback, you can email me at orlando@insomniaradio.net, or you can post comments on the website, which is orlando.insomniaradio.net. Also, I have a MySpace site, which is myspace.com/insomniaradioorlando. So send me a friend request if you like the show and you want to stay updated, and I will see you next week.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.